from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Boy, we start our worst day on the web, heads down to Arlington, Texas, site of the 2024 All-Star Week festivities. Last night, the Home Run Derby took place. Teoscar Hernandez, go Mariners. I said he has to. Dude leaves the Mariners, all of a sudden he can hit again. Shocker.
I saw something he was talking about, how he never just felt comfortable hitting in Safeco. He said he felt like he couldn't get on a straight line with the pitcher, and he says that other players have said that before, too, about hitting, trying to hit at Safeco, or T-Mobile Park now, excuse me. But
I can see why. Nobody hits at Safeco except for other teams.
Yeah, right? It's like we're all playing in the same park here.
All right. I'm going to go in reverse order here, okay? Because the worst day on the web goes to Ingrid Andress. She is a recording artist, as her Twitter bio states, four-time Grammy-losing singer, songwriter, recovering homeschooler. That's a red flag. But four-time Grammy loser, a lot of folks were commenting, I can see why, after her rendition of the national anthem last night gave her the worst day on the web. I will say, when you hear this, we have a follow-up, thanks to her Twitter account. I am not going to make you all suffer through the entirety of it.
It's rough.
But while we were watching as a family this national anthem, and I went, oh, no. Just repeatedly, like, what is happening here? And my kids were like, is it that bad? And I was like, no, it's fine. Didn't want to, like, shame her. And then it just got to the point where I was like, yes, it is that bad. It is that bad.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
It hurts.
O'er the ramparts we
Okay, I can't do it.
Carl Lewis is wincing through this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I will still go.
Rough.
Roseanne, Carl Lewis. Move over Fergie. We've got a new number three. It's Ingrid Andress.
It's bad.
And it was bad. It is. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. That was, and it got worse. Okay. I just can't, I'm not going to put everybody through that. It got worse.
It did.
And I was sitting there going, how and why? How and why? I'd never heard of Ingrid Andress before.
Nope.
I didn't know that she was up for four Grammys. Don't know anything about her body of work. But she's a country music recording artist. It got dragged. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like, when you don't know anything that's going on and you just hear that and it's rolled out for the All-Star game, like, Alec Brohm was like, they showed his face and he was like...
He was trying to keep it together. Yeah.
Like, he did a really good job. But it was brutal. And then we get this. 3 hours ago, Ingrid Andress posted this to her Twitter account. I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. Okay, that's a good start, right? Yeah. Then she goes on to say, that was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country that I love so much for that rendition. Okay, not that bad. Then she follows it up with, ending it with, I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun.
Yeah, what?
XO Ingrid.
Was she drunk when she wrote that, too?
Yeah, she's going through it. I think she's trying to laugh her way through this and, like, add a little sarcasm at the end.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's a tough look there.
I'll give her credit for, it's not easy to admit that you do have a problem and put it all out there. Mm-hmm. I just hope that she is taking it seriously, if that is the case, because the way that she ended it was like, not the best look there.
Yeah.
But, look, alcoholism... addiction of any kind is not anything that is fun to go through.
No, absolutely not.
And sometimes it does take moments where you are publicly embarrassed on a national level, international level, with the Home Run Derby. And that is not an easy thing to go out and put yourself out there and put your business out there like that. And so I hope that she does get the help that she's looking for and needs, because you can see how clearly addiction and her drinking is affecting her.
Yeah.
Because there is no way that what we heard right there is a professional recording artist.
Yeah, that was...
that was... I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. That was one of the worst national anthems that we've ever heard.
That
and one
been...
of the ones that we're sitting there and we're saying is above her in the worst national anthems is Roseanne Barr, who was doing it as, like, a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Carl Lewis, who they were like, at a Nets regular season game, sure, we'll throw you out there, Carl, whatever. And then he's like, whoa, gotta start over. Hold on now.
Whoa.
Who's a professional athlete. So a comedian, a professional athlete, and then... you. That is how much this was affected. Hell, we're not even putting the young woman here locally in Portland that she was a little girl and she froze up in Mo Cheeks. Best thing he did as Blazers coach was went and helped her out.
Yep.
Right?
That was his biggest W.
But this was top three worst national anthems that we've ever, and the worst from a professional recording artist who has been nominated for four Grammys in her career.
Man.
Okay. That is how far, like, her problem with drinking apparently has affected her music in her career. So I do hope that she gets the help that she deserves. But boy, that was bad.
That was tough.
That was really bad. And I applaud her. It's not easy to put your business out there like that.
Right.
And she's checking into rehab. We'll see if she's taking it seriously, because there are questions if she is or not.
Right. Well, yeah, the way she ended up that post.
Yep. Yep. That was something else, man. Like, that was worse than Fergie.
Yeah.
That was worse than
Fergie. And I hadn't heard it till I got in here this morning and finally pulled it up and went, oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. In real time, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I could not believe it.
Just cringy.
And, well, it was a cringy start to the Home Run Derby. Because they had a guy up there who also I don't know who's doing introductions.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, if you can pronounce his name, you're definitely white, Gunnar Henderson. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
All right, that was a ricochet shot. I don't think Gunnar Henderson was anticipating right? as he was being introduced during the Home Run Derby, but here we are.
Oh, man.
Here we are. Yeah, and this text says, okay, drunk makes all the sense. She sounded like a drunk karaoke singer. It did sound like bad karaoke.
Yeah.
But nobody starts bad karaoke with the national anthem. No. Hard song to sing.
Yes, it is.
It's a hard song to sing. Which
Very difficult.
Like Whitney Houston, all that much more impressive.
Yeah.
You know who else has a great national anthem that got unveiled last night because he sang it at the All-Star game one time?
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf. You remember 1994 All-Star game, Meatloaf.
Man.
Go look that up. Because Meatloaf, he'd do anything for love and sing in a national anthem, apparently.
Yep.
Because it was a good national anthem from Meatloaf.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
R.I.P. Meatloaf.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.